Back then, 50, 60 years ago, losing her husband with two or three small children. Mm-hmm. She had no welfare, mm-hmm. and no help. She lived out in the country. Many times they'd move into town, uh-huh. and they'd wash for people and use that rub board.
That's the way they make a living doing that.
Yes, sir. For them and their children, and arm, they would arm for people. That is uh-huh. better. Mm-hmm. They were more able to do it for them. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. That.
Well, I guess they have to do that
They had to support.
Would you drink a cup of coffee, hon?
Oh, I'd love one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess
she'd probably eat one of that, two of them lashy cookies. She's got some lashy cookies
in
there.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, I've eaten on one of them when you come in here.
I hope I'm not disturbing y'all.
You're not disturbing us.
This is just so much fun to me. I don't know whatever.
You're not disturbing us at all.
You're just so nice to me. You make me feel like I'm right at home.
Yeah, well, you're at home right here.
I want you to feel that way.
Everything makes me feel good. I don't know now. There's something about me. I never meet strangers in a way. If they'll just let me, I never meet strangers.
I think you seem like that sort of person.
Yeah, I never. I don't do it if they're allowing me to.
I guess that really. Like, in case you're talking about, like, a widow woman like that, there wouldn't be that much in the way of work she could do.
About all the work there was back 65 or 70 years ago was just out on the farm, a little picking cotton in the fall year, or chopping cotton.
They did do some of that.
Mm-hmm. And working in timber. Well, a woman couldn't work in the timber, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, in town, there was people in town that was able to have their washing done. They didn't have a washer chairs. They didn't even have washing machines. Mm-hmm. And they could come into town here or other towns and they wash. But we've had a governor of this state at back in the governor of the state in the late 40s, I believe it is. I heard him speak here, in town here, and he said his father died out from Middle Rock and left her, I believe, three children. Well, they had nothing, he just poor, they had nothing for the woman to do out there hardly. She moved into town and got her, and she washed for a living.
Uh-huh.
And he went to school, schooled her children, and World War One. He got him a job, made a pharmacy in a drugstore, and had a good job and doing well. But World War One came up. He went in the service, and then he was elected governor of the state. I heard him speaking and tell that about what his mother done. Well, he's doing that. They can get on the welfare.
Yeah.
And
Of course, there wasn't no welfare.
Mm-hmm. And they'd go, we said, leave this part of the country, they'd go over in Missouri here, and lots of cotton raising up all the year, and take the children, they could pick cotton mm-hmm. during the fall there, and, but it,
That's really something. Well, now, did people ever in those days, did some people live in two-story houses?
Yes, sir.
They did have them. Even back then.
Yeah, there's one right out there in a half a mile to where I was born, standing now, that's a two-story house. And they were some two-story houses all scattered over the country. There was several here in this town.
We were talking about up to your, you use steps to get up to your thing up where they built that room area upstairs. Well, now, in a two-story house,